Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mal Belairs. I want to wish to each and every one of you a very, very Merry Christmas. In fact, a Holy Christmas. I would like to speak this afternoon for all of us at WIVS in Crystal Lake and for our friends in Downers Grove who are listening to this program on WDGC. I am speaking for all of us who work in front of the microphones and those who work behind, from all of our sponsors who make our work not only possible but pleasant. This is an annual Christmas present we send to you. In fact, this is the 23rd year it's been my pleasure to send this present to you. You cannot see this present. You can't ever wear it or show it off, but you can feel it, and you can hear it. It is the music of a birthday party, the happy music. It is the music of Christmas.
Sweet silver. Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ring, ring, and dong, that is their song, in joyful ring, all caroling.
One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they come, raising the sound, o'er hill and dale, telling the tale. Seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, o'er hill and dale, telling their tale. Gaily they ring, while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Christmas is merry, merry Christmas. Christmas is merry, merry Christmas.
Ding, dong, with a ding, joyful ding, every time. How the sweet smells, he throws. Ring, ding, a ling,
ring, ding, dong, ding, dong.
The Christmas Story, according to St. Luke and St. Matthew. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she would be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that had heard it wondered at those sayings which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Christmas Day. No one knows exactly the day or the year of Christ's birth, perhaps because no one thought of celebrating it until 4 centuries after he died. December 25th was settled upon by the struggling Christians to counteract the long revelries of the Roman Saturnalia, which extended from December 17th to the 24th, and were quickly followed by the Kalends, the new year. Originally, it was a festival day of the Persian Mithraic religion, which competed briefly with Christianity. What I would like to do this afternoon is to go back as far as we can go in time, and then trace the music of Christmas up through the ages and through different countries. It will be impossible for me in the space of 4 hours and 15 minutes here today to cover every country and every song, but I will hope to not exclude too many. I hope that you, in your homes today, many of you will be decorating Christmas trees, you'll be wrapping packages, you will be baking cookies, you'll be doing the traditional things that are right for you and your family a week before Christmas. This is right for me to be here. And so let's go back in time now. The first known carol that we can associate with Christ and Christmas goes back to the Bishop of Rome, Bishop Telesphorus. And the year was 129 A.D., and that's a long time ago. This song was sung on the way to midnight mass. Angels we have heard on high. Now, for a few moments this afternoon, before we start to move to specific countries and their specific contribution to the joyous sound of the music of Christmas, I'd like to stay back in the very dim, dark, dark ages. No tape recorders, no record players, no radios. It was only the word of what went from one little monk to another, from one family to another. The traditions, the feelings and the emotions of man as the sky got darker and it became colder, as his food supply was beginning to dwindle, and the sun rose later each morning and set earlier each night, and he was afraid. But how wonderfully acted divine providence that on the day that the sun was born, Christ should be born. So said Saint Cyprian, a 3rd century bishop of Carthage. He was referring to December 25th, when the winter days last began to lengthen. So Saint Cyprian was ahead of many early Christians. Until the year 350 A.D., when Pope Julius I proclaimed December 25th as the day of the Nativity, almost every month in the year had at one time or another been named by reputable scholars as the likely day of Christ's birth. There's still disagreement about the actual historical date, but for practical purposes, Pope Julius's choice has long been accepted by all the churches, except the Armenian, which still observes Christmas a little later on January the 6th. As Christianity moved out across Europe, they began to find the various traditions of people. They began to find that a holly buried something, that ivy had a particular meaning. They met the druids. They found the superstitions that had absolutely nothing to do with anyone named Jesus. And so, as time went by, the superstitions and the elements all began to draw closer and closer to Christianity. And the next song I would offer you is The Holly and the Ivy, and this is a very special recording that I play each year because it is recorded by the Paulist Choristers of Chicago, and many of you will remember this famous group that was founded in 1904 by Reverend William J. Finn. The choir was led for 30 years by Reverend Eugene F. O'Malley, Father O'Malley, and those wonderful, wonderful voices of those boys in black and white. I wonder how many of you remember the Paulist. I have, upon mature deliberation on the affair of the English, determined upon that the temples of the idols in that nation ought not to be destroyed, but let the idols that are in them be destroyed. Let holy water be made and sprinkled in the said temples. Let altars be erected and relics placed. For if those temples are well built, it is requisite that they be converted from the worship of devils to the service of the true God, that the nation, seeing that their temples are not destroyed, may remove error from their hearts, and knowing and adoring the true God, may the more familiarly resort to the places to which they have been accustomed. For there is no doubt that it is impossible to efface everything at once from their obdurate minds, because he who endeavors to ascend to the highest places rises by degrees or steps, and not by leaps. This was Pope Gregory, written to an English missionary in 597 A.D. And so as the years rolled by, the superstitions, the sayings, the holly and the ivy, all of these began to come together and blend into an acceptance of Christianity. Here's an old, beautiful Gregorian chant that was sung on December 17th and each night till Christmas. It is traceable back to about the 9th century. The whole series, known as Seven O's, beautiful, beautifully sung, not by a Gregorian chant, but by a single woman's voice.
O come, Emmanuel, and once again, that moonlight exile, anew the Son of God appear. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou King of David, come and open wide.
Jerusalem Gaude is a Gregorian chant dating from about 600 A.D. when Pope Gregory had the magnificent liturgical music of the time collected. Here we hear the words of Zechariah, "Jerusalem, rejoice! There shall come unto thee a Savior." It is sung as part of the Mass during Advent.
Jerusalem, Gaude omnium, qui tibi salvator, alleluia. Cogite por tibi domini in toto corde meo, in consilio iussorum et congregatione, mara opera domini, exquisita in omnes voluntates eum. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, principio et nunc et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jerusalem, Gaude, Gaudio omnium, qui habeni et tibi salvator, alleluia.
I have been looking for at least 25 years for some person to say me to me, "Yes, Mal Belairs, good King Wenceslaus came from this or that country, positively." No such person exists. The actual origin of this song is lost in time, back in those mists that we are no longer able to trace. Some say the song's roots are Swedish, some say German. But regardless, it's the story of a good king who went out on the feast of Stephen. Here is another Gregorian chant. This one was sung at Vespers on Christmas Day.
Christus natus est, o dies salvator apparui, o dies in terra canunt angelil et cantur arcangelil.
As we move up in time and move up into the Middle Ages, there are all kinds of wonderful historical things that happened on Christmas Day. Example, Christmas had already become the great day of the year for holding affairs of state. In Saxon England, the leading nobles of the realm gathered at Christmas to advise and counsel the king. In this tradition, Christmas set the stage for three pivotal events of medieval history, all of them involving the close political relationship between church and state. In the year 496, Clovis I, pagan king of the Franks, was baptized on Christmas Day, in the first real step toward the formation of the French nation. His conversion gave the church a powerful ally, and it won for Clovis the important political support of the bishops, which helped to make him master of most Gaul. On Christmas Day in 800, Charlemagne was crowned Emperor of the Romans as a reward for defending the Pope against efforts to depose him. And on Christmas Day in 1066, William the Conqueror assumed the English throne with Pope sanction. In return, William shipped to the Pope generous Christmas gifts. A 14th century Dominican priest, Henry Suso, heard a carol one night in a dream. The angels sang it to him, half in German and half in Latin. Here is that song. Almost the way they were performed, I now am able to present some 13th and 14th century Christmas music. Certainly there were songs of joy for Christmas long before there were Christmas carols in the modern sense. The round dance, called the carol, had existed probably for many centuries before its name was used for songs, whether for Christmas or other times, which had verses and a recurring chorus. Holy and unholy songs of this form existed throughout the Middle Ages in many parts of Europe, but it was only in England that they were called carols. Many pre-carol Christmas songs were made by the early medieval technique of farcing. Farcing, in its original sense of filling out or stuffing the regular worship of the festive season, which ran from Christmas Eve to the Feast of the Epiphany on January the 6th. On New Year's Day, it was the subdeacons, the upper teenagers of the clerical society, who farced the services with festive processions and songs. The degree of freedom given to younger clerics this season suggests some compromise with ancient secular and ultimately pagan midwinter feasting. At Beauvais Cathedral, the subdeacons began New Year's Day with this song.
Partus arventa vidas nos pulcere fortimus salsi sapti eiranes he.
He, 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 eiranes he, hic in calibus sicem jam nutritus sobrovem transit per Jordanem salit in Bethlehem. He, he,
Cyrannus, he,
he, he, he, Cyrannus, he,
saltu vincit in nullos, Damas et Capreos, super dromedarios, velox Madianeos, he, he, Cyrannus, he,
he, he, he, Cyrannus, he,
aude Arabia, tus et miram de Sama, solid in ecclesia virtus assinaria, Cyrannus, he,
he, he, he, Cyrannus, he, dum tradit vehicula multa cum sacinola ilius mandibula dura tenit pavula he Cyrannus he
he Cyrannus he cum aristis orderum commedit et carduum triticum appalea segregat in area he Cyrannus he
he he he Cyrannus he amen dicas assassine jam sartur ex cramine amen amen itera asperare vetera he Cyrannus he he Cyrannus he
It was in the 1500s in England that quite an auspicious song arrived. It was during the pageant of the Shearmen and Tailors at Coventry. It was a sad presentation. It was a carol sung by the Bethlehem women just prior to the slaughter of the innocents by Herod's soldiers. It's a song that has lived for at least 500 years, one of the most beautiful. There's another song that I would like to include at this point, which, well, I do insert for more or less personal reasons, because it has to do with a city that I love deeply. It's Kilkenny in Ireland. And it is about as far back as I could find a reference to Ireland or any of the music of that country or the feel of Christianity. But Richard de Ledred, a 14th century bishop of the Irish Diocese of Ossory, whose cathedral is Kilkenny, gave the singers in his cathedral new holy poems to replace the words, though not necessarily the tunes of the profane songs they sang in their hall on festivals. In England, in the 15th century, texts in carol form set apart music were widely used by professional singers in the cathedrals and large churches, who sang them not only in the chancel, but also in the halls, where they had their holy day feasting and carousing. So, in the halls of the Cathedral of Kilkenny, and many of you know of that cathedral, and where it stands today, having been built and rebuilt and rebuilt and rebuilt, this song could well have been heard about 400 or 500 years ago. Beautifully disciplined voices of the little boys and of the adults. I have found several uses of the pipes, because the pipes moved across from the Middle East, across southern Europe, and up into Ireland and to Scotland, and I would like to bring you one of these piper melodies. And so time moved ahead, moved across through Europe. It moved with the Crusades and the legends of the Crusaders as they traveled back and forth across Europe. There are wonderful stories from this time. In fact, I found one that I think I've never brought before. This one deals with the legend of King Arthur, and it's from an old English chronicle in 1736. And this is what the old chronicle said. At this time, A.D. 521, that great monarch Arthur, with his clergy, all his nobility and soldiers, kept Christmas in York, whither resorted to him the prime persons of the neighborhood, and spent the latter end of December in mirth, jollity, drinking, and the vices that are too often the consequences of them, so that the representations of the old heathenish feasts dedicated to Saturn were here again revived. But the number of days they lasted were doubled, and amongst the wealthier sort trebled, during which time they counted it almost a sin to treat of any serious matter. Gifts are sent mutually from one and to another, frequent invitations pass betwixt friends, and domestic offenders are not punished. Our countrymen call this Yuletide, substituting the name of Julius Caesar for that of Saturn. The vulgar are yet persuaded that the nativity of Christ is then celebrated, but mistakenly, for 'tis plain they imitate the lasciviousness of Bacchanalians, rather than the memory of Christ, then, as they say, born. So we come to the end of the first part of our travel through time, looking and listening to the beautiful music of the Christmas season. Now, let's move to different land, and let's start out by journeying to France. The joyous sounds and sentiments of the holiday season have echoed throughout France at Christmas time for hundreds of years, bringing happiness and goodwill to people of all ages. The gaily decorated tree, the holy creche, the holly, mistletoe and wreath with red candle, the midnight church service, all these familiar traditions are shared by France and nations the world over. So we shall begin with a 16th century shepherd's carol. Some say it's much older than the 16th century, but no one knows for sure. The French derives from the Catholic Latin, the first Noel. French carol titled The Angel Gabriel was sung by the Basque shepherds and fishermen who speak an ancient curious language all their own. The lyrics paraphrase the story of the Annunciation. In this English translation, Gabriel comes with wings as drifted snow.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
For known a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations laud and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel by seers foretold, most highly favored Lady Gloria.
Of her Emmanuel the Christ was born, in Bethlehem on a Christmas morn.
And Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, most highly favored Lady Gloria.
Sing We Now of Christmas is another traditional French carol. It dates probably to the 15th century, somewhere in the 1400s. It was certainly well known by the 16th because it is mentioned in Rabelais' Pantagruel. The richly oriental effect of this arrangement, an effect achieved by oboe, brass, and timpani, was chosen because the carol is the only one that refers to the wise men who come to the child Jesus from out of the east.
Sing, sing, Noel, sing.
Certainly, the country of France has made magnificent contributions to music Christmas, and so we complete our first hour on this day that I look forward to from one year to the next, the year when we have a chance to send you our personal Christmas card. It is impossible for me to personally thank each one of you, individual by individual, for all the kindness and the consideration and the pleasure we get out of your friendship. And so this year, as in 23 in the past, we've taken this day when we and all of our sponsors get together to say Merry Christmas to all. I am speaking to you from the studios at WIBS in Crystal Lake, Illinois, also to all of you in the Downers Grove and Western Suburban area on WDGC, and it's a real pleasure to be with you again this year. Let's continue now with the music of France. I've always felt a little sympathy for Joseph. Joseph never has many people sing songs about him. Mary got tremendous credit. I hope you don't think I'm being sacrilegious, because I'm not. But here was Joseph, a man who was asked to accept the fact that his wife was going to have a baby, and he knew he wasn't responsible for it. Yet the angel came to him in a dream and said, you're the father, and take over and take care of Mary and child Jesus. And so Joseph said, I suppose something like thy will be done. Here is a French carol, Joseph est bien marié.
Thank you.
is another lovely old French carol. Ye shepherds, leave your frock. It is quite usual for music to be used over and over and over. You and I are quite familiar with Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques. Well, here's the song at Christmas time.
Bring your trumpet and your whistle, beat your drum and shout your joy to adore the baby boy.
They will feel the joyful bell.
Adolphe Charles Adam, who wrote the score for the ballet Giselle, wrote this next beautiful song in the 1800s, and it was not accepted at all. It was bitterly attacked by the Bishop of Paris, but that hasn't happened to matter very much to the people who've lived afterwards. This song has lived. Music is such an important part of Christmas in France. At midnight, on Christmas Eve, the great churches, basilicas, and cathedrals welcome throngs of worshippers, entire families, with bells and chimes ringing lustily in the cool, clean December air. Inside, the choirs and congregation join in hymns celebrating the long-ago but ever-wondrous birth of Christ Child. Home again, the French family enjoys a bountiful late supper. Then the children, their mother and father, and in many residences the grandparents, retire to await Christmas Day. This song speaks of the happiness of Christmas time.
I was born on white great morn, stable dark dreary lay the son of Virgin Mary. Foom, 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 foom.
Oh, it is the good Lord gate.
Foom, foom, foom.
Oh, it is the good Lord gate.
Foom, 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 foom.
Summer feasting suits us best, and yet with all his name be blessed. He who doubt the means remember, send us Christmas in December. Foom, foom, foom. Foom, foom, foom. Hail to Christ our blessed Savior. Foom, foom, foom.
suits us best, and yet with all his name be blessed. He who doubt the means remember, send us Christmas in December. Foom, 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 foom.
And so with one final selection from France, we will pack up and move just a little ways to Germany. And may I suggest, if you have friends who have roots in Germany, perhaps they don't know about this program, and I'm sure they would really enjoy hearing the music of their native land. So give them a ring. Would you mind? All right. From France, this song is too old to catalog also. No one knows for sure. We do feel that it was definitely French, that it was a processional hymn, and it was sung on the way to midnight mass. Christmas comes to the vast white stretches of East Upward Valley in Germany, to miles and miles of blue spruce stands and lofty pine. Early in the afternoon of Christmas Eve, Father and the children, dressed in colorful costume, walk far enough up their beloved mountain to view the castle, the woods, and the far reaches of snow. When twilight falls, hundreds of peasant marksmen, Schützen, carrying knapsack, hand mortars, Handbuller, wend their way from their small farms to the highest mountain peak. Here, half an hour before midnight, the sky is a sea of fire, as all guns and hand mortars are fired simultaneously. Fireworks are lighted, bonfires are kindled to protect the countryside from the evil spirit. At midnight, church bells ring, and merry groups with shouts of Fröhliche Weihnachten go down to the valley to the Christmas service.
Thank you. Blechchen, kling-a-ling-a-ling. Kling, Blechchen, kling. Lass mich ein, ihr Kinder, ist so kalt der Winter. Öffnet mir die Türen, lass mich nicht erfrieren. Kling, Glöckchen, kling-a-ling-a-ling. Kling, Glöckchen, kling. Kling, Glöckchen, kling-a-ling-a-ling. Kling, Glöckchen, kling. Mädchen, hört uns Bütchen, macht mir auf das Stühlchen, bring euch viele Gaben, sollt euch dran erlaben. Kling, Glöckchen, klingelingeling, kling, Glöckchen, kling. Leise rieselt der Schnee.
Estestein Rosensprungen, Lo, How a Rose is Blooming, originated in Cologne around 1600. It is found in a harmonization by Michael Pretorius in 1609. Lo, How a Rose e'er Blooming, from tender stem hath sprung, of Jesse's lineage coming as men of old have sung. It came a floweret bright amid cold night, when half spent was the Isaiah 'twas foretold it, the rose I have in mind, with Mary we behold it, the Virgin Mother come. To show God's love aright, she bore to men a Savior, when half spent was the night. I believe that my favorite German Christmas carol, well, how can you say my favorite? There are so many, but one of my favorites is Wiegenlied, also known as Mozart's Love.
you.